Over next weekend, if you can imagine anything happening after Culture Night, the latest edition of the Irish Museum of Modern Art's Earth Rising Festival is on in Kilmainham, with artists, performers, researchers and concerned parties who will, in the museum's words, celebrate art and culture as catalysts for environmental change. One of those who'll be making the journey to the weekend celebration is the London-based German singer and artist Li Ning. Given the occasion, they obviously will avoid flying short haul. In fact, Earth Rising is just one date on Li Ning's slow tour, an experimental approach to gigging involving minimizing the luggage, sticking to trains and ferries, staying a little bit longer in each city, and collaborating with local artists to make the show. Obviously, they're not going to avert the climate emergency all by themselves, as Li Ning explained to Culturefile, but the experiment might just provide ideas on stemming the impact of the pop mega tour.
Cracks in the surface, but they cannot hide this. So why are you nervous? Take a leap into the dark. You don't have to play a pipe. We are less certain.
We are little donkeys right now. We have a ton of luggage on us because we do have to travel with a lot of gear, and we're taking the trains and the ferries, so it's a lot of carrying, but it's also exciting because you have to like really find out what it is that you need.
Promise that I won't let go of you, and I get you back up on your feet when you fall.
I found a step also to reduce some aspects of just carrying luggage by working with local designers in each city. I've reached out to a local designer to ask them if they wanted to dress us for the show. And so we're going to be dressed in somebody's work that is also obviously local to each city, which is incredible and beautiful.
Do you know who that is in Dublin?
Mia Welch. I absolutely fell in love with them because they have this like strength. It's almost like armor, but such a contrasting lightness to it and a very like feminine touch that is going opposite the very structured tailoring aspects. She uses a lot of knitting and a beautiful color palette. I'm very excited to experience it.
And I get you back up on your feet when you fall.
The idea is to be very conscious about how we move and how we travel. We take the trains and ferries everywhere and spend more time in each city, which usually on my tour, I would be in and out of a city, not seeing anything of where I am. And this way we have gatherings, we have panel talks, we have community activation in each city to be able to connect and really maybe even foster long-lasting relationships with people that I otherwise wouldn't be able to even meet. I think this like aspect of also like a sustainability of time is very interesting to me. I think I'm really using this time to not just think about, you know, how you can have like biodegradable cups and other things. It's more about also how to treat your own time and other people's time and how to maybe add on to something that's already existing, you know, like each city has a community already. Why would I come as an artist and all of a sudden just make everyone come to my thing? And that's also not sustainable, you know, kind of implementing something onto a city that I'm not even familiar with.
They don't know how beautiful you are. They don't have no words.
I also think it's a very important point for marginalized people that we've been put into the margins for so long, and it's all always considered underground, it's all always considered urban. And that also means there's no financial stability. The market is not built around any sort of financial foreshadowing for the future. It is dire, and it's hard as a musician to survive. And I think people get to a point at some point when, of course, they are underground and influential, but then the big artists draw from your work, and they draw and take from your inspiration and make it pop and very edible to a broader audience and make a lot of money, you know? And at some point you just get tired and fed up. Nowadays, especially, it is even harder to really make a living out of it and to tour, for example. And with that slow tour, for example, I've had the opportunity so far to really collaborate with artists in different cities that I would have never been able to really meet, because also it's so expensive to come to a city like Paris and stay for a couple of days and collaborate with people that obviously also want to get paid if you do a show together. So it is a very beautiful opportunity right now. They don't know how beautiful you are. There is no one way to do anything, and it's not just anybody's responsibility to change. It is all of our responsibility to try and find solutions for how we treat our environment and how we become more conscious of the way we deal with the climate crisis. So all we can do is go the steps that we find and perfect them and learn from our experiences. Now somebody else can elaborate on it, and it can be something more interesting and even more conscious can be created for another artist. Even if there was an answer, people would already do it. So it's a trial and error. You have to push and go and figure out and jump into the deep end, leap into the dark, you know, like it's anybody's guess, and I'm just trying things out. Utopia. Don't take it all away from me. Hollywood, 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 Hollywood.
Leaning There, and they'll be playing this coming Saturday, the 21st at 6 p.m. with special guest Shiv in the courtyard at Imma. More from imma.ie, or there is indeed a very nice Earth Rising guide app in your app store now.